If you are in the battle for the Lord's and right, if you win the victory, surely you must fight. There are many dangers which we all must face. If we justify in easy, no disgrace. Coward in the service should not have a place. You must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run your foe come by. If you will fight for God and right, keep on the funny line. God will only use a soldier he can trust.
Keep on the funny line.
If you win the crown, then bear the cross you must.
Keep on the funny line, my brother.
Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish darkness and to spread good cheer. We shall be remarked for our service, yeah.
We must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run your foe come by. If you will fight for God and right, keep on the funny line.
When we get to heaven, we shall be so glad.
Keep on the funny line.
We shall praise the Savior for the call we had.
Keep on the funny line.
When we see the soul that we have help to win, leading them to Jesus for the path of sin. Eddie, welcome, plod it and go marching in.
Keep on the funny line. We must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run though foes come back. If you will fight for God's right, keep on the fighting line. You must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run to for somebody. If you will fight for God and God, keep on the fighting line. We got a place of righteousness, God full of truth. Sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, garments of salvation, dead of truth. Pray always in faith, believing in His word. We will win every battle, conquering every trouble, if we just believe in Him. You must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run for man. If you will fight for God and right, keep on the fighting. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty into Christ, to put down strongholds among things. No weapon from the gates shall prosper. No trouble can ever hold me down. We are the spirit, the weapon of war. So we will fight the battle to the end. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty into Christ, to put the strongholds and mountains. No weapon from against us shall prosper. No trouble can ever hold me down. We are the spirit, the weapon of war. So we will fight the battle to the end. We must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run to foe come back. If you will fight for God and right, keep on the fiery line. You must fight and be brave against all evil. Never run to foe come back. If you will fight for
God arise upon the fatherland. If you will fight for God and right upon the fatherland, if you will fight for God and right upon the fatherland, if you will fight for God and right upon the fatherland.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Eje ka tere wa ba fun adua.
Let's bow our head for prayer.
Oruko Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Baba ma fi emi ma gbe yin ga.
Our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you.
Fun anu ati ori ofe yin.
For your mercies and your for grace over our lives.
Ayin fun awon kan te tin se.
We thank you for those things you have been doing.
Ninu aye wa gege bi odo.
In our lives as a youth.
Fun awon kan ise agbara yin.
For powerful works.
Ise ami ati fe iyanu.
For signs and wonders.
Fun ojo waju te tin ton se.
For fun
aye wa te tin ton se.
Fun awon
didara te tin fi sinu aye wa.
For good treasures you have been depositing in
our lives. Ati oga Jesu.
Father, we are saying thank you. Jesus accept our pain. Jesus accept our
praise.
Glory be to your name, O God. Glory be to your name, O God. May your presence, O God. We want to hear your word. In the name of Jesus. Let us encounter you. Visit all. Manifest yourself on your
hall.
Manifest yourself on your
hall.
In your word, O God. Your great power. Use it to walk in our midst. Use it to walk in our midst. Glory be to you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. I said it is well with you.
You
won't be tired in Jesus' name. I'm in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. I will check from verse 7. And it says, and there was war in heaven. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and the angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And a great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into heaven. And his angels were cast out into
heaven.
And heard a loud voice saying, saying, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame
it
by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the dead. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in
heaven.
Woe to the inhabitants of the
earth.
For the devil is come down on the earth because in the
earth
that he hath but a short
time.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the
heaven,
he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child.
And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle. To the woman, that she might fly into a place where she's nourished for a time and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. After the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flow. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the
flow,
which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We have read unto your hearing. Here we saw the war which occurred in heaven. We saw the war which ensued in heaven. The war was very fierce. To the extent that even the angels and the captain of the army, the host of heaven, Michael, and his other angels fought with the devil and his angels. It was written that they fought till they loved not their soul. And after this, the Lord gave them victory. But the one wrestling against them in heaven, it was written again that it is the accuser of brethren. He was chased out of heaven, and chasing him out of heaven, he came into this world which we live in. Even though we couldn't see him with our eyes, but it was said that he came into this world to live in. And the manifestation of his work shows that truly he comes into this world which he live in. And he came in great wrath. He came with this unfinished battle which he could not overcome in heaven. Then he came into this world again to fight the world. He came into this world to fight with every sons of God. To fight against every kind of children of God that hold on to the testimony of Christ. To fight against everyone which are practicing the will of God. Every youth that stand in the will of God. All youth that are determined to fulfill their vision. All youth that are determined to live a holy life. The devil, the dragon, is here to fight against us. Because he couldn't overcome in heaven. Every of those that held unto the testimony of Christ, every of those that abide by the commandments of God, he determined to fight against them always. Therefore, fighting against the devil, war against the devil is not by wish. That I won't fight him if he doesn't come near me. Or lest that person is yet to believe. If he's an unbeliever, the person has already lived in the kingdom of the devil. And a kingdom never rises against each other. I'm speaking to us about spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. Immediately the devil comes into this world, we already have an opposition. We already have a war against us. The war against him has already started. And he is determined to hinder us. He is determined to oppose our goodness. He is determined to make our exhortation not manifest. Therefore, spiritual warfare.
O je nkan ta gbodo welcome e.
Is what we must welcome.
Ke se wi pe ineja o.
Is not something you take by wish.
Ke se be.
That is not.
Sugba gbodo welcome e bi Satan ba ti gbede.
But we must welcome it whenever the devil brings it against us.
Nitori eni ti o ba ti ni Tolorun ba ti ni plan fun.
Because for everyone that the Lord has planned for.
No one in line promotion
and is already on the pathway for promotion.
Olorun ni plan fun lati promote e.
God has planned for his or her, in or her to promote him or her. The devil rises against them in battle. The host of hell rises against them in battle.
Ni Herodun wa Jesu lati pa.
It was not ordinarily that Herod seek for the life of Jesus.
So no one in next plan for promotion lo fa.
Because he was next in line for promotion.
O no one ni gbedete igbega lo fa.
He was the one next in line for promotion.
Ke se lasan ni Pharaoh wa Moses lati pa.
Not ordinarily the Pharaoh sought for the life of Moses.
So ni ki won fa gbogbo akobi omo.
That he asked them to kill every firstborn.
Ke se lasan.
Not that.
Nitori wi pe
because he was the one next in line for promotion. He was the one next in line for progress. Therefore, every of those people that the devil fights against, there are those people that are next in line for success. I cannot see people next in line for success here. Raise up your hand if you are sure that you are next in line for promotion. This make us know every one of us must be well prepared for this spiritual warfare. Every one of us must be well prepared for this spiritual warfare. The Bible tells us that the devil had
victory.
He reared about seeking whom to devour. Those people that they are next in line for promotion. Those people he wants to divorce. But he won't be able to divorce. I said he will be unable to divorce high and
me.
When the challenges of battle comes before
us,
when it manifests in our journey, we must know that we must be well prepared to take up the hammer to fight against him. No fully well.
If it starts jago yi,
that our battlefield.
Oje inu okan wa
is our heart.
Ibe ni ogun ti wa.
This battlefield.
Ibe logun si ti bere.
Will take place in our heart.
Ibe na la si ti nja.
It starts there and
ninu
it will end there.
Kene,
in the book of 1 Corinthians.
Maka ori keji.
I will read chapter 2.
Ese ikokanla.
Verse 11.
Bobi o ti wi.
Listen to what
it
says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. When you check verse
11,
it says, what man knoweth the things of a man?
If
the spirit of man which is in
him.
Even so the things of God knoweth no man.
He
says, but the spirit of God.
Our
battlefield is in our heart. When you also check the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And verse
3.
It says, for though we walk in the flesh, but we wrestle not in the flesh. We wrestle in the spirit. Within our heart. Within our heart. We must be well prepared for this battle. Inasmuch you are Brother Victor and Sister Victor. Inasmuch you are the one next in line for promotion. Inasmuch we desire success. We shouldn't forget that there is a battle which we must fight. And I said, over
victory,
we are going to overcome. We are going to overcome. We must not flee from this battle. If you flee from the battle right now, it will wait for you in the future. You must fight against it now and become victorious. If you don't fight it now, the battle will show forth when you are again, and that kind of battle will overcome
your
life. That battle will subdue that. That's kind of
life.
It is best for you to carry your yoke while at the youth stage. This means it is best for you to win your battle now, so that that battle will not wait for you in the future. Right now that we have strength, we have
energized
bones, you can pray, you can read the word of God, you can do every spiritual exercise. That is the reason why you must fight right now. I'm going to consider this topic at
that
point. What are our preparations for spiritual warfare? Preparations for spiritual warfare. Under the second point,
we
are going to check precepts and guidelines of spiritual warfare.
Precepts
and guidelines of spiritual warfare. The third point, spiritual armor. Spiritual weapons. Preparations for spiritual warfare. Preparations for spiritual warfare. In the book of James, James chapter 4 verse 7, it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. The first thing he mentioned here
was
that before you can wrestle against the devil, you are going to first of all submit yourself to God. First of all, come before God. First of all, submit yourself before God. As I've said earlier, these challenges of battle in the world is not something you can you like it or not, battle will arrive. That is the reason why you must be ready for the battle. And this very time you must be in readiness. This battle can come from any angle. And the devil can bring this battle anytime. This makes us know that we must be well prepared. And how are we going to be well prepared? This is a fall. You must move closer to God. You must move closer to God. That same book of Jacob, it says submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Then when it gets to verse 8, while mentioning our preparation,
he
says draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God. Do not distance yourself from God. With these challenges and oppositions facing you, make sure you know and understand the battle
you must
face. And you cannot face this battle unless you have the support of God. That is the reason why you must move closer to God. You have to have a closer and a smooth relationship with God, which will help you become victorious. Seeking the face of God. These are the things that will help you become victorious. Speak to God consistently. These are things that are part of your preparation and that will help you. You can't just go to the battlefield without being prepared. The second is this. Meditate in the word of God.
By
reading it every day. And listening to the word of God. And listening to him, while doing this, you will continue to know that these are your weapons of spiritual warfare. These are your weapons to take up fight with the devil. Then what you are doing at that period? It means you are eating the spiritual concussion. When the battle arises, it won't be able to overcome you. Therefore, you must be meditating on the word of God. Reading and listening to the word of God every day. Then you need to ask a question from yourself. When you hear the word of God, which will help you to meditate in it. Maybe when you heard it or when you read it, you need to ask yourself this question. What have I learned right now in what I read? What have I learned right now in what I heard? What was I made to understand in each word of God? This means you test to meditate in the world. Not that you just read through, but you need to search through that. Lord, what have you taught me? What have you made to understand? In relationship with God, relationship with brethren, fellowshipping with brethren. This is very important to you. It is part of your preparation. You need brethren in the Lord. You need fellowshipping with brethren of the Lord. The book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, it says, yourself every day. Why it is called today? Lest any of you be adding through the deceitfulness of sin. Lest any of you be adding through the deceitfulness of sin. Now check that same book of Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves. The essence of our gatherings together is not meant for making a program a routine or making a program tagging it as a regular routine. But it is meant for us to give us the spiritual strength. We need to challenge ourselves every time in the word of God. This will help us to fight that battle. These are the expectations of God for us. That was why He created the church. We need our souls beside each other. That is the reason why you must not forsake the assemblies of the brethren. Distance situations like these can make the battle overcome. Another one. Is being not addressing. In the book of 1 Peter, verse 5 and verse 8, it says, be ye sober, be vigilant, be sober and be vigilant, because you are passing the devil as a roaring lion. Be sober and be vigilant. This is watchfulness. The way you prepare yourself. Do not commit sin. Do not touch any offense. Let your mind be holy. be careful about whatever you are doing presently, and those things that you lay your hands upon to do, so that the devil through this will not overcome you. Be careful about those thoughts that are popping into your heart, so that the devil will not catch you and get to
the beauty.
Let your heart be holy.
These
are the things that will help you. Not until when battle arises that you now start
saying,
all the time you must examine your life. When you are about to go to the battlefield, or when you are here already, these are the preparations you need to do.
Preserve
your heart and let your heart be holy. Be vigilant and be watchful. Pray always.
Pray
always. Not until when battle surfaces, that is when you start praying. Praying must be part and parcel of you. Praying must be something you must do always. That was the reason why Jesus said, pray every time. Without season.
Without season.
This means you must not be tired of praying. You must not pay while praying. The book of Luke 18:1 Ephesians chapter
6
and verse
18.
Another thing is this. Examining yourself in the light of the word of God. This means place your life on the balance of the word of God. Let the word of God become a mirror for your life. All the time you must check yourself in it. Because it will tell you your lapses. It is not that mirror that you are watching all day. It will not tell you your lapses in the physical. But the mirror that can show you your lapses is the word of God. So that the devil will not target you from your lapses. But when you check yourself in the word of God, you'll be able to make necessary corrections. These are the preparations you need. I'll move now to the second point. A precept and guidelines
in
spiritual warfare. We must understand and have the understanding that anyone that is not young, not immature in spirit, with what you are hearing, you must understand that you must do the right thing while you are preparing. What are the laws behind the battle you are about to go into? If you are to be victorious, there are some precepts you must take note of. This is the first. Know fully well that you are going to be victorious. Be assured of your victory. Do not ever utter any statement of disappointment. Do not ever think that that battle that you are fighting will ever overcome you. I said battle will not overcome you. Battle will never overcome you. I tell you not to overcome the battle. Because the battle never overcame Jesus. In the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. It says in all things, these things, we are more than conquerors. I am more than conqueror. Through the one who loves us. It is part of what you must take note of. You never ever order
that
because you have been made a conqueror. Another thing you must take note
of.
endure
pain.
Endure pain.
Ma fara da irora.
Endure pain.
Gbogbo irora ti eni to je soja bari loju ogun.
Every pain encountered by a soldier in the battlefield.
O ti mo wi pe fun iriri ne.
He already know that this thing is meant for
experience. O ti mo wi pe ngo ba ya be kun peda lekan ayo nbo lowuro.
You know that for if a theater is for a night, joy comes in the morning.
Ijo ni pe ogun jija ni o dopin.
This means that battle will surely end.
Ogun jija igangan bo ti wo yi.
This battle that you are looking at.
Ije mo wi pe aro ona ni.
Do you know that it's part of the way?
Eyi to lohun fi man fun wa ni iriri
of gaining experience.
Ni awon irora yen e dokoko
pe wa. This pain the devil is bringing.
Etesu gbe wa.
Which the devil is bringing to us.
Yo fun o ni iriri si ni.
Will only help you in gaining experience.
Oye okunrin kan to je onkowe.
There is an author, a particular author.
Won pe ni Mike Murdock.
He's called Mike Murdock.
O lo ko awon iwe bi the assignment.
He wrote books like The Assignments.
The Assignments. Oko 1, Oko 2, Oko 3, Oko 4.
He wrote the first volume, second, and warfare. The third volume.
Oko awon nkan to ko nipa awon nkan won.
O
so nkan kan ninu iwe re to ko.
He said something in his book.
Only pain face you to know God.
Irora mu ko mo Olorun si.
Eh irora yen idojuko ogun yen.
That challenges of the battle.
Yo tun force you lati mo Olorun si.
It will only force you and bring you closer to God.
O ba fe gbagbo igba se su ba gbe irora yen de.
If you don't want to fast, when the devil brings that pain.
Nkan yo tun ti o lati gba we.
That thing will push you and force you to fast.
Oh, but very quick for teller.
If you don't want to learn before, this particular pain will help you and move you closer
oh,
to the
pain. Oh, but
if you are damaged to the word of God before, that pain will only push you closer to listening to the word of God. This is the reason why you need to endure. You need to endure. That pain won't last forever. That battle won't last forever. It will only help you in gaining experience. Another thing is this. Expect the intervention of God. Expect the powerful intervention of God.
Supernatural intervention.
Expect the supernatural intervention of God. Expect it. These are the precepts and guidelines of fighting the
world.
The Lord has not departed from you. He knows that that battle is his and is going to overcome it for you.
And
that battle is for the Lord and is not meant for you. He will send his angel and they will help you. The book of Deuteronomy chapter
3.
Hear what verse 22 of that book says. Hear what it says about us. Hear what it says.
Only a ye gbogbo beru won.
Ye shall not fear them.
Eyin gbogbo beru won.
Ye shall not fear them.
Nitori pe
Oluwa
Olorun yin.
The Lord your God.
O ni yo ja fun yin.
He shall fight for you.
So pe Oluwa ni yo ja fun
me. The Lord will fight for me.
Ani Oluwa ni yo ja fun me.
The Lord will fight for me.
Olorun yen so wi pe
that songwriter says.
Itayi temi ko o. Emi mi ma gbe mi nija ma jagun lo.
That battle is not yours.
It didn't have four can rebelle.
That's the reason why you must put your mind at rest.
One girl
it will make his angel rise up and fight for your God. Apart from all this, while fighting, expect spoils. Expect this means you have greater reward after finishing the battle. Expect spoil. In the kingdom of God. Fighting battles. Will give you rank. Who catapult you to the next level. Takes you to a higher position. Therefore, in the expectation of
this,
that after battle comes spoil. David knows that. David knows this. When he was to fight against
Goliath,
Saul has told him that David, anyone that can overcome Goliath, Saul will give him all the reward in his kingdom. David was very happy. That even after fighting this battle, he has a reward.
For
him. Before Jesus went to Calvary, he knew about the great reward after his death and his resurrection. Jesus knew about the great joy in place for him. That was why he went to the cross with joy. Don't you hear what the book of Hebrews chapter 12 says? When it says verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, whom for the joy placed before him, because of the joy placed before him. Don't you know that a joy has been placed before you? After that battle, glory comes after. Promises of God comes after. Therefore, set your face upon the joy placed before you. Don't look at that battle. That whom, because of the joy placed before you, he endured the cross. This means he did not set his face on the
screen.
The next thing is that, without counting the shade,
he
said at the right hand of God right now, if he had not endured the cross, if he had counted those shades, how would he have sat at the right hand of God right now? How would all the powers in heaven and earth has been given, to him? How would the heavens, earth, and even beneath the ground, how would they
overcome
for him?
Therefore,
you have poised in place for you to take. Another thing is this. Give God time to war. Sometimes, when battles
surface,
those things you are pursuing, those things you are desiring to take, you might tarry before, like you might spend some time before taking it. This is what many youth are ignorant of. Let me give you an illustration.
Rolls Royce.
There is a car called Rolls Royce.
Akoko ati ojo ati odun melo lo gba won lati se.
How many years do you think the manufacturer spent while making it?
Oya eje wa wo bicycle.
Now check bicycle.
Iye odun wo ni won fi se bicycle ato su melo won fi se bicycle.
How many days did they spend?
Wo mejeji fi ra won se iye igba kan na won lo ki won to produce
mejeji. Compare the two. We don't spend the same time, we don't spend the same production time.
O to da bi Rolls Royce.
A glory like Rolls Royce. It might spend time in the production period. Because there are many things it will pass through for better production. It's not like a glory like
bicycle.
You expect within
2 months.
Therefore, calm down. Give God time. In your own wisdom, you think time is going, but before God, everything has its own specific time. Therefore, give God time as you go about fighting the war. Stand and set your face to the joy before you. Because you have hope of great joy. Go about your faith. Go about your faith. This means do not forsake your faith. Do not forsake your confidence. Your faith is the strength you are going to
be able.
Which will help you to become victorious. Which will help you to overcome. Feed your faith with the spiritual meal. This means use the word of God to nurture your spiritual faith. Because by hearing cometh faith. Hearing the word of God. As your faith grow, mature, and greater. This confirms that your victory is sure. Be assured of a miracle of God. Be assured. That your miracle starts from your utterances. Whatever you say that the devil will work on. Speak the words of victory. Speak the words of miracles. Don't utter any bad words. As you go about fighting your war, don't ever utter any bad words. Right now, don't utter any bad statements. Whatever you say that the devil will work on. Your miracle starts from your utterances. In the book of Proverbs chapter 18. When you check verse 21. It says. For life and death lies in the power of the tongue. And anyone. And that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Do not ever utter any statement and say that the miracle. Good utterances. That is what you come out from your mouth. That is what you proceed out of your mouth. Have a prayer partner.
Isolation.
Isolation. Can cause destruction. Can cause destruction. Is a ladder unto destruction. If you isolate yourself, that you are going to fight your battle alone. It's very dangerous. It is very dangerous. It is very dangerous. Hear what the book of Matthew says. Matthew chapter 18. If you check verse 19, it says again, I
fear
you, that
you
two of you shall agree on her, touching anything that
you
are,
it
shall be done from them of my Father which is in heaven.
Therefore,
two or three are gathered together in my name. Here am I in the midst of them. You know, it's now that it's very important to have a prayer partner. You can't be hitting all the time and expect
victory.
If you feed your belly too much, it's going to draw you back from fighting the spiritual
battle.
It's going to disturb you from fighting the spiritual war. Anyone who is to be victorious won't eat all the time. These are the precepts that govern spiritual warfare. Another thing is this. See your battle as an exhortation. As an entrance to exhortation. That this battle is like an entrance for me to go into my promotion. Battle before us seems like challenging. But before God. It's a pathway to promotion for every children of God. It's a pathway to success for
our
lives. It even confirms that we are next in line for promotion whenever battle arises. When you take the book of James chapter 1 verse 12. Write it down and you also check in. Don't forget to take up your whole armor.
Ephesians 6 verse 11
as the book of Ephesians 6 verse 11 tells us that put on the whole armor of God. I've explained to us concerning the spiritual armor
and grace of God.
Do not allow restlessness of mind. This means be at peace.
Oh,
you are going to surely be victorious. Do not allow restlessness divert your attention here and there. Do not ever entertain doubt. Have good thoughts in your heart. Make sure that you have good thoughts in your heart that I will surely become victorious. I told you that let good utterances proceed out of your mouth. If you check the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, this confirms it. Another thing is this. Explain whatever happens to you to your mentor. Let them know. Don't let them know, because those people have experience. They have experience. What are you doing? Go to them and explain. Have a personal spiritual advisor, which is an elder to you in the
church.
Don't you know that this builds our faith? It builds our faith. Let me remind you. Moses was a mentor to Joshua. Elijah was a mentor to Elisha. Don't forget, Paul was the mentor to Timothy. Paul was the mentor to Timothy.
You
see that these people that they are mentor to the other person, they are spiritual elders. Never take your
ego
as your mentor. Your wisdom can never make you victorious in your battle. Silencelessness and isolation cannot help you in your battle. That is what makes some people remain in their battle till now. They wallow in their battle because they are helpers in the spirit realm. The devil has even helped him in
killing
them as enemies. The reason why the devil does this is that so that the person won't become victorious. So that the fellow won't become victorious.
That's
the book of Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter
24.
24.
Verse
4.
It says,
and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And by knowledge shall chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. Yes. A man of knowledge increases his strength. When he gathers knowledge from his spiritual elder, when he gathers knowledge from people like Moses, when he gathered knowledge from those people like Elijah, this makes him victorious. This makes her victorious. These are the precepts and guidelines for fighting
battles.
Because it is those things you don't have experience of.
Ni abala iketa.
Now going to the third point.
Ni abala iketa.
Going to the third point.
Awon ijagun ti emi.
Spiritual weapons.
Awon ijagun ti emi.
Spiritual weapons of warfare.
Awon ijagun to lo ni nigba to ba di oju ogun.
These are your spiritual weapons whenever you get into the battle.
O ti e ti wule wa loju ogun yen na.
Right now you're already in the battlefield.
Nitori pe alase yori ni o.
Because you are a successful
odo to ni ran ni o.
You are a youth that has vision. You are a youth that have vision. You are a glorious youth. Therefore, we are ready in a battlefield. We are ready on the battlefield. And we must not joke with our weapons. Things like our guns we are holding on to is what we should not leave aside. What are our weapons? Which are meant for spiritual warfare. But our weapons are not carnal. But it is mighty in the spirit to the pulling down of strongholds. In the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. And verse 9. Therefore, the Lord Himself has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in hell and things under the head, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The name of Jesus is the weapon you are to use. The name of Jesus is the weapon you are to make his own. You must let it resound out of your mouth. You must call him all the time. It is your spiritual weapon to make his own. Why calling the name of Jesus as a youth that is a believer? The name of Jesus must proceed out of your mouth in fire. And demons will become
trees.
And the fire accompanying that name from your mouth will be burned. By the name of Jesus which you call. This is a spiritual weapon which you must make use of. All the time, do not allow that name depart from your mouth. Another thing is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
He went to your cage.
The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. And they came them by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. They love not their lives unto the death. He was overcome by the sake of the blood of Jesus Christ. He was overcome through the blameless blood. Your paternal and your maternal family battle. You can present the blood of Jesus as poison to them. When you know how to make use of it. It is part of the spiritual weapons which you must make use of. What demon lay hands upon them? What demon hinder them of being successful? What demon hinder them of their success? What demon stands like an obstacle for your life? What demon is behind that? It has been overcame through the blood of the Lamb. Through the blood of the Lamb. It has been overcame. Then something something accompanied that same book of Revelation, verse 11, and by the word of their testimony, by the word of their testimony, this is the confession of their faith. The confession of their faith. You also have to confess. You have to confess your
faith.
That battle that has not overcome you from your young age.
The
Lord that is by your side and does not allow battle to overcome you. Right now, that battle can never overcome you anymore. Make that battle understand that I will become victorious over you. God, Jesus Christ has become victorious over you on
the cross of
so, another thing is strong faith. Strong faith. Strong faith.
Nínú ìwé Matthew orí kẹtàdínní ogún ẹ̀sìn ogún.
Book of Matthew chapter 17.
Jésù sì wí fún pé. Nítorí àìgbàgbọ́ yín ni.
Jesus said.
Lóòótọ́ ni mo sá wí fún yín.
Like you speak to the mountain, be ye removed from here, and it will remove, and it shall remove. What stands like a mountain that is hindering your life? You have been given the faith. You should increase it. By listening to the word of God. Setting your face like a flame. Set your face up like a flame.
So we say that
who is contending with me? Who is contending with me? Let's stand together. Let's stand together. The Lord Jehovah will help me. Because they shall be torn as garments, and insects shall devour them.
You
set your face up with your strong faith. These are your weapons for spiritual warfare.
Everything
you need to make is the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. I've told you that you don't need to fear. You don't need to flee away. You don't need to search for visions or dreams. You don't need to seek prophet. The spiritual weapon is readily available for you as it's available for me. Not available for pastors only. Not available for the workers only. But it is meant for every Christian. The word of God. The word of God. The book of Hebrews chapter 2. When you check verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. If you also check the book of Hebrews chapter
6.
Ephesians chapter 6.
Si oba wo ese iketadini ogo.
Check verse 17.
Ese iketadini ogo.
Verse 17.
O kaba iwi pe.
It's written down.
Yes, imu asibori igbala.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Ati sebi ti si oro Olorun.
And the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God.
To ti e ti ma won kan to oro Olorun ti so nipa ti e.
Do you know what the word of God has said about you?
Ejo ti e mo.
Do you even know them?
So ma won kan ti oro Olorun.
Do you even have knowledge of those things that the word of God has said?
It's
not that you don't know, that you are void of the word of God. Hope it's not that you are empty of the word of God. Is not that word of God that you lay on your pillow, but the one you have swallowed up, the one you have ruminated on. The word of God. You are going to make use of it like a stone. To overcome Goliath. Take about those spirits, what is said about those
spirits.
Maybe someone has been endowed with the spirit of evil. You declare by the word of God concerning that spirit that it has been written. Let no witch be alive. You are going to look for the word of God that said about that demon. And you are going to
it's going to fall.
You have the spiritual weapons.
gbogbo àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí jẹ́ òyìn jagun.
All these are spiritual weapons.
O mìíràn ni orí ìyẹn.
Another thing is songs of praise.
Orí ìyẹn.
Songs of praise.
Àti gbígbé ọwọ́ Olúwa sókè.
And lifting the hands of God.
Gbígbé Olúwa ga. Gbígbé Olúwa ga.
Exalting the name of the Lord.
Gbígbé Olúwa ga.
Exalting the Lord.
Orí ìyẹn.
Song of praise.
Ṣé ara àwọn nǹkan tá a fi ń ja ogun ti ẹ̀ mẹ́.
It's part of the weapons of spiritual warfare.
Tó o bá ti ń kórè yẹn.
Once you start singing songs of praise.
Gbogbo ìdí ọjọ́ pípẹ́ ni mo ń ja.
Every ancient chase are broken.
Kì í sí orin sẹ́ńwẹ́lẹ́ o.
Not that kind of songs of.
Kì í sórí ayéfẹ́lẹ́ wọn ń sán bẹ̀rù.
You are not talking about ayéfẹ́lẹ́ songs.
Àwọn orin tó jẹ́ wípé ó wá láti inú ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
You are talking about songs that is sourced from the spirit of God.
Àwọn orin tó jápọ̀ mọ́ Bíbélì.
You are talking about songs that is aligning with the Bible.
Irú àwọn orin bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ní láńpẹ́ ni òyìnbágbọ́n ti ẹ̀mí.
Those kinds of songs are called spiritual weapons.
A kọ wípé nígbà tí Dávidì bọ́bá fi ọwọ́ rẹ̀ tó fi tẹ ohun èlò orin
báyìí. It has been written that when David played on the harp. For Saul.
Wọ́n ní ẹ̀mí búburú ó sì fi sílẹ̀.
And the evil spirit in Saul will depart from him.
Ẹ̀mí búburú ó sì fi sílẹ̀.
The evil spirit will depart from Saul.
Bó bá ti ń kọrin.
As he starts singing.
Sísí lóhùn lórin.
And making use of his instrument.
Ẹ̀mí búburú ti ń bẹ lára Saul yóò sì jáde.
The evil spirit dwelling in the life of Saul will depart from him. Another thing is.
Ó ní agbára ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Agbára ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Agbára ẹ̀mí mímọ́ wà fún wa.
The power of the Holy Ghost is meant for us.
Láti jagun ti ẹ̀mí.
To fight the spiritual war.
Láti jagun ti ẹ̀mí.
To fight the spiritual war.
Nítorí náà.
Therefore.
Ìwọ la fi fún.
It is meant for you.
Ìwọ la fi fún.
It is meant for you.
Bí wọ́n ti létu ní ọ̀rọ̀.
As the devil stays away from heaven.
Ìwọ náà lélẹ̀ ní ayé. Ayé ti ẹ̀ náà ti nínú ayé.
You can also chase him out of your life and out of your environment.
Ó lélẹ̀ ní ayé.
You can chase him out of your
life. Ó lélẹ̀ nínú ayé rẹ.
You can chase him out of your life.
Ó lélẹ̀ nínú ìdílé rẹ.
You can chase him out of your family.
Ó lélẹ̀ nínú ọjọ́ iwájú rẹ.
You can chase him out of your future.
Ó lélẹ̀.
You can chase him out.
Gbọ́n tí wèé ṣe Kárayà ti sọ.
Hear what the book of Zechariah says.
Orí ìkẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà. Ó ní ó sì dán wípé pé èyí ni ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa sí Serubabeli.
Here is the word of God.
Wípé
saying.
Kì í ṣe nípa ipa o.
Not by man.
Kì í ṣe nípa agbára.
Nor by power.
Bí kò ṣe nípa ẹ̀mí mi ni Olúwa.
But by my spirit saith the Lord.
Ní Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun
wí. Saith the Lord of old.
Kì í ṣe nípa ipa rẹ.
Not by your strength.
Bí kò ṣe nípa agbára ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
But by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Bí kò ṣe nípa agbára ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
But by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Ibi ni màá ti dáná dúró.
I'm going to conclude here.
Lórí wípé òyìnjagun wà fún ọ láti jagun.
You see that the weapons are readily available for you.
Òyìnjagun wà fún ọ láti jagun.
Can you see that the weapons are readily available for you?
Bí o bá ti jẹ́ ẹni ẹ̀mí tó jí ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
If you are a spiritual child of God.
Bí o bá ti ní ojúlówó ìgbàlà.
Once you possess genuine salvation.
Bí o bá ti gbé ìdí ayé mímọ́.
Once you live an holy life.
Òyìnjagun ti ẹ̀mí wà fún ọ láti jà.
These spiritual weapons are readily available for us. Èyíkéyìí
ogun tó dìde sí ọ. Ní ojú ọ̀nà rẹ.
Every battle that rises up in your journey.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa. Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa.
Let's rise up.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa.
Rise up on your feet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa.
Rise up on your feet.
Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Kristi agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Ó ń bẹ. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Ó bẹ o. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ o. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristi. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
Mo fẹ́ kó lọ kọ́ ẹ̀yẹ ni o.
Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
Darapọ̀ mọ́ wa láti kó ẹ̀yẹ.
Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristi. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀. Agbára ńlá ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
agbara la be ninu eje
o so agbara
to dabi ti Jesu
o so agbara
to dabi ti baba
o so agbara
to dabi ti Jesu
agbara agbara agbara
to jagbara lo
o so agbara
to dabi ti Jesu
o so agbara
to dabi ti baba
o so agbara
to dabi ti Jesu
agbara agbara
agbara to jagbara lo
o so agbara
to dabi ti Jesu
ko sagbara
to dabi ti baba
ko sagbara
to dabi ti Jesu
agbara agbara
agbara to dagbara lo
ko soruko
to dabi ti Jesu
dabi ti baba
ko soruko
to dabi ti baba
ko soruko
to dabi ti Jesu
oruko
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 to doruko lo
oruko
to dabi ti Jesu
ko soruko
to dabi ti baba
ko
soruko
to dabi ti Jesu
oruko
oruko
oruko to joruko lo
joruko lo
oruko to joruko lo
agbara to jagbara lo
agbara to jagbara lo
to joruko lo
oruko to joruko lo
agbara to jagbara 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 lo
agbara lo
agbara to jagbara lo
Oluwa wa
Jesus name of praise.
Yes,
amen.
Oku obi to wa
deliver your heart. Don't stand in a position. I want you to pray within some minutes. Powers of opposition. Powers that oppose to
sin.
Powers that oppose success.
Oya mo fun yin lege Jesu.
I present the blood of Jesus. Cut fire and die.
Eyin agbara atako rere.
Every power that opposes good things.
Niwaju aye me.
Before me.
Lone.
Today.
Mo fun yin lege Jesu.
I give you the blood of Jesus.
Oya kina keku.
Cut fire and die.
Kina keku oloju ona aye.
Cut fire and get out of my way.
Mo agbara atako rere.
Power that opposes good things.
Ege keku lone.
Fire and die today.
Oju ona. Jesus, loruko Jesus, gbogbo eyin agbara atako.
Every power that opposes good things.
Eyin agbara atako lele.
Every power that opposes good things.
Eyin agbara okunkun to duro ti aye me.
The morning power that stand against my
life.
I administer the blood of Jesus to
you.
I administer the blood of Jesus to
you.
I give you the blood of Jesus.
Oh yeah, mo ke ma ku be.
Live and die.
Loruko
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Bere si me soro.
Make sure you pray.
Soro gbogbo eyin agbara atako.
Out and say every demonic power of
Jesus. Oh, so ti aye me.
That stand against my life.
Oh yeah, gbege Jesus ke me ku be.
The blood of Jesus and die.
Gbege Jesus ke me ku be.
Receive the blood of Jesus and die.
Eyin agbara titile po ibi giga se yori.
Every power that shuts the door of greatness.
Agbara titile po ibi giga se yori.
Every power that shuts the doors of success.
Mo fun yin lege Jesus.
I give you the blood of Jesus.
Oye ma ku be.
Die.
every power that shuts the door, the doors of success, the blood of Jesus, take it and die, take it and die, every power that stop my heart. I give you the blood of Jesus. Receive it and die. I give you the blood of Jesus. Take it and die. In the name of Jesus. Every power that wrestles with my heart. Today I overcome you. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Fall down and die. Jesus answers prayer. Do not joke at this hour.